Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Igama lakho bring us to 15 minutes after 7. And on that note, we are talking to Apostle Robert Nyalungu. Apostle, long time no hear, no see. No nothing, no team, Baba. Nothing.
Yes, Godfrey, yes, Godfrey.
This guy hadn't had it. It's a shame.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
God, it's a game, Braga. Missing until you watch on the Braga.
Yeah, man.
I'm excited to be talking to Apostle Robert Nyalungu.
I'm excited to be talking to you too.
You're a real man.
Busy and I was hijacked.
You are a real man. Yes, I mean, you are forever ready. Yeah, actually, I instructed them to hijack you. I'm the kingpin here of this hijack.
So,
is it the reason why you're a bit sad, bruh? Because I'm Tavela. So
no, I'm not sad.
You must be ready, bruh. You must be ready. 24/7. Yeah, because we hijacked you, we're not going to keep you for long, eh?
No, okay. For how long?
Yeah, we go until 5:30. I know that you're a married man, so it's unlike before. When I know the brother, I need some 3 hours nonstop. 3 hours.
No, now you're giving me 15 minutes. I'm not gonna do justice to God.
We'll continue next week, bro. Don't worry, we'll continue next week. On the line, we have Apostle Robert Nyalungu. Apostle, welcome.
Thank you, Godfrey.
Yeah,
thank
sounds
so
much better now. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Jesus revealed.
Hi to your listeners as well.
You're hijacking your listeners. That's what you wanted to tell us. Jesus revealed, Baba. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, you know, I have a book. It's called The Mystery of Christ, which is actually what Paul spoke about. But it's simply taking it further, because we need to understand who is Jesus, who is Yeshua, because he has come, and based on what the Word of God says, we understand that he's the Son of God. So he asked the question in Matthew, who do men say that I am? And the disciples said, you know, people say you are Elijah or one of the prophets. But when you look at it from what Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 11, that it is he who gave some to be apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. In essence, when we hear also from that text, we understand that he cannot be a prophet, because he's the one who makes and gives those gifts and gives men as prophets and apostles. So who is he that he makes people ministers? It is the same as in our country. We know that it's the president that appoints ministers. So when you take that in the context of a government, he's the king. And that is the revelation throughout Scripture, because we are told that he's the king of us kings. So he's a king. He's the eternal king. I'm the eternal king. David tells us about him. He says, my God, my king. Now, right there, we also get, again, who is he? He is God. John, in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, is in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. So he is God. And this is the reason why also that the Jews, you know, persecuted and actually killed him. But they didn't even kill him. He gave his life for us, because he told us, no man takes my life, but I give it away. Because even at that point, he said, I could call legions of angels. So here we see again that angels are subject to him. When we read in the book of Hebrews, the Bible says when God brings again the firstborn, he says, let all the angels worship him. First Peter chapter 3, he says, angels are subject to him. So he's not an angel. He is above angels. He is God. Angels him. So we see again there, because he said in the book of John, I am. Now that description, I am, is the name that God gave to Moses in Exodus chapter 3 when he said, I am who I am. And that denotes that he is God. So in Colossians, Paul takes this revelation further and then tells us that he is the image of the invisible God. He is the express, in Hebrews chapter 1, he says he's the express image of God, of the glory of God, which is what? The nature of God. So he's the image of the invisible God. But in John chapter 6, and interesting in this morning devotion that I had, I was talking about John chapter 6, because in John chapter 6, he says, no man has seen God at any time except the one who is from above. So John tells us that he's above all. So he's telling us that this is the most high God self. So when we look at the revelation of who he is, because in Genesis chapter 1, and that revelation begins there, because in Revelation, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God. And that expression, there, in the beginning, because in Colossians chapter 2, Paul tells us that he is the beginning. In actual fact, that word beginning there means that this is the supreme one. This is the one that was there even before there was anything. That's why he said to Moses, I am he who was, is, and is to be. Moses asked him, who are you? He says, I'm the one that has always been. So this is the eternal God. This is the everlasting God. This is the self-existing one. And I know many people misunderstand it because they take the word birth or born as an expression that he became into existence when he was born. No, it was in existence before there was anything. Revelations chapter 3 tells us that he is the beginning of the creation of God. In other words, he's the beginning of everything. Before there was everything, there was him. So he neither has a beginning nor an end, yet he is the one that began the beginning and is the one that is also the end. So we also understand in the revelation of Romans that he is the incorruptible God, the non-perishing, the eternal God. In Psalms 90, the Psalm of Moses, Moses says, you have been our dwelling place even before the foundations of the earth, which agrees with Proverbs chapter 8, which says, I have been established from everlasting, before the works of old, before God did anything. And that's why John gives us and takes that revelation further, that he says, it is by him that all things were created. In other words, he is the material substance of everything that was created. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10, that God created everything by Jesus Christ. Who is he? He is the Word that was in God, that was God himself, that was equal with God. That's why he tells us in John chapter 5, verse 4, he says, I and the Father are one. He's of the same essence with God. In John chapter 14, Philip asks him a question and he says, show us the Father. And he says to Philip, how long have I been with you? And he says, show us the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen him. You have seen him because he is of the same essence, same nature as God. And this is the reason why, you see, they said to him, you are hardly 50 years old and you said you have seen Abraham. And he says, Abraham delight to see my days. And he says, before Abraham was, I am. They understood what he meant. He meant, I am God. And in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, Paul writes, and he says, this is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. So he is God in the flesh. He's God in the flesh. He's the Word made flesh. He's the express image of God. He's the light of the world. He's the light that God said, let there be light, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 3. When God said, let there be light, he was not talking about the sun or the moon, because Apostle John tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 1, verses 3, he says, God is light. So he says, I'm the light. And if you to Revelation, because Revelation tells us that in heaven there's neither sun nor moon, because there's neither time nor season, because sun and moon governs the earth. So it tells us, and they mark seasons and times. But when you go to heaven, they say there's neither sun nor moon there, that he himself is the light. He lights the entire heavens. You know, he lights. That's why in the book of Luke and Matthew, he says the people who sat in darkness, he's God. He's the light in Revelation. Because after God said, let there be light, then you have this first morning. So in Second Peter, Peter tells us that he is the bright morning star. There's no morning without him. There's no light without him. But he's the same one who made the heavens and the earth. That's why in Revelation, in Hebrews chapter 11, we read that by him, by the word of God, because he's the word of God. Not only is he the image of God, he's the word of God. He's the expression of the person of God, of his...
Apostle?
And the stars.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. We lost you there. We lost you there. All of a sudden, there was this silence. Anyway, you are back. There's a reason why I didn't interrupt you there, because I'm paying for my sins, you know? Okay, continue, Baba. Continue.
Well...
Continue. Next week, appointment. So right now, finish, Baba, and after that, Valilis. There's a reason why I'm giving you ample time for you to pour out your heart.
Yes. Mm. So God, it's important because it is the mystery of God, and this is what He comes to reveal. He comes to reveal the Father. He says, "No one knows who the Father is except the Son."
Just one question. Of all the time that I've given you, of all the time that you and I had, I've got only one question.
Yes, sir.
The importance of knowing him, the source of us, you know, getting the information of who he is. How important is that? Because many people got deceived because they don't know where to find.
That's why his coming was to reveal the Father to us. Because in that revelation of the Father, there's eternal life. In that revelation of the Father, in that knowledge of the Father, this contains the life of God, the life that we have and who we are. So it is critical. And in lack of that knowledge, it was has created deception. You know, I've been teaching and I've been writing and I've been doing a whole lot of stuff. But the Lord said to me, son, the reason there's deception is because people don't know me. And there's a misrepresentation of God, even by ministers. You know, things that have happened in the church, they've demonstrated that people don't have the knowledge of God. They don't know him. When you know God intimately, nobody can lie to you about him. In essence, actually, the reason that he came so we might have a relationship with God, so we may know him for ourselves. Now, God, I'm going to say something that's really going to change the spectrum of this. You know, the new covenant, in the new covenant, God said the following. He says, they shall all know me, not know about me. He says, they shall all know me. Because the new covenant, we each are children of God and we must have a relationship with him. Why did he die? He died to restore our relationship with God, so we may know him for ourselves. And the next verse in that new covenant, he says, none shall teach his brother, say, know me. For they shall all know me from the least to the greatest. So what we now have is a lot of people that know about God, but don't know him, don't have a relationship with him. And it is in that relationship that he unfolds the revelation of himself to individuals.
Apostle? Sukzwile, Baba. Sukzwile. Thank you very much. We have an appointment with you next week, right?
For sure. For sure.
This time, Aru. Haru hijack this time, so Raukopa. After Romela email, Romela Manya Lungu Kore, I've got a fair that day, Murdina Lungu Fu.
And then it is a guilty name, Antumilesu Pong, Konak Fitangun.
Papa Telemas, but really, Jose, get us and Zaluki second month.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'm pretty. I'm pretty sure
Otaluki.
But thanks to God. Thank you for hearing your voice once again.
Ah, that was fantastic hearing your voice, Brian. Apostle Robert Nyalungu there. Kintate Robert, Apostle Bishop Nyalungu. Well, up next is Bishop David Malat right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. He'll be back, as he said, next week, Apostle Robert.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.